guys, how's it going? How are you? How was your weekend? My husband and I went away. We had a lone kind of just the two of us weekend. We played so much tennis. I loved it so much. One day we played probably 3.5 hours of tennis and I loved it. But the next morning we tried to play again and I just had no energy left. I was exhausted. I said, I can't do it. I was just done from the day before. So that was so fun. We had some massages, some good food, lots of relaxation by the pool. And we just had some good talks. And this is actually, today's episode is inspired by one of these talks that we had. And so I wanted to ask you if you've ever heard, I mean, a lot of people already know about the bucket list, but if you're not from Western or Northern North America, you might have not heard of the bucket list, because I've never heard of it until I came here. So the bucket list is something that you make a list of things to do before you die, basically. And my husband asked me, he's like, oh, what's your bucket list with the kids? And I thought, oh, that's interesting. I've never thought of that way to make a bucket list. Usually I used to do bucket lists for the summer. I'm like, what's my must-do list for the summer? Like, what are all the fun things I want to do with the kids this summer? So I make a list, put it in the fridge, and we just go check them off, right? But I never thought of it that in a way that, like, what do I want to do with the kids before I die? And when I started thinking about it, something that is important to me came up that I didn't realize was that important to me because I kept putting it off and justifying not doing it. But this question actually brought it to the forefront. And so this is why I want to ask you, what would you like to put on your bucket list with your kids? Or even in general in your life? Now, the point, and I'm hoping that thinking about it will also have the similar effect it did for me, is revealing what's really important to you. Because sometimes we forget, right? We get so into our life in the middle of it that we forget to zoom out and ask ourselves, like, what's important to me? What do I want to make sure I do before I die? And what do I want to make sure I have? And what do I make sure I experience with the people in my life, right? So that's kind of a zooming out tool. So for me, I realized that since my parents moved to a new city, to a new house, I've been wanting to go there, visit with my kids. But because I have so many kids and they're all such busy boys, I really have not done it because I was dreading having to entertain them there, because I'm not quite sure what activities there are to do there. And it seems my mind says, oh, there's nothing to do. And so having four busy, busy boys kind of cooped up in a house does not sound fun to me without my husband or without any plan. I haven't done it. And I've kind of had the story that, that prevented me from going there and visiting my parents. But this question, the bucket list question, actually made me realize that it's so important to me to go and visit my parents and show the boys my parents' house and have them visit and know, kind of like be part of that change in their life from my boys and my parents, right? So because now I'm aware of it, it is now a lot easier to actually satisfy my desire, right? And so that's what I'm hoping for you, what it is that you could put. You can just actually make a list of things that you must do before you die, or things you must do with your kids, with your son, with your husband, whatever. You can make multiple lists of things that are must, right? And some of them are going to be or can be big, what might seem unachievable right now, like a big family trip to Japan or take the kids for a tour in Europe or something that actually will require a lot of planning and forethought, right? Not something that you can just do next month, right? But some things that are there will be on the list that are actually super doable, and like go to the movies with the kids, right? But whatever it is, this is a chance for you to revisit what's important to you. So that's kind of, I just wanted to remind you of that in case you forgot, or to introduce you to that kind of concept of bucket list. But the cool part about that is, like I said before, for what it did for me is bring out what's important to me, even though because I have forgotten it. I have not had a chance to actually admit to myself that it is important to me. And so that's why I really like this. It's like one of the ways to access what's important to you is with this question. And I actually have never thought about making a bucket list for, like, for example, for a school year. Because a school year is full of work, right? School, work, things that you have to do, right? Kind of like mundane routine. But why not? Why can't we just, for example, my husband might take one or two of the boys to see a comedian, stand-up comedian that's coming to town. Now that's, I think, could be something that goes on your bucket list because it could be one in the once-in-a-lifetime experience that you get to do with your kids, is take them to their first stand-up comedy show. And this one will be appropriate because it's Jim Gaffigan. I'm not sure if you know. So, and again, this is during the year. And I've never actually realized, right, that we can make memories and do fun things during the mundane routine year, right? And so zoom out, look at your whole life, look at your year, and don't just make a bucket list just for the holidays or just for summer vacation. Do it for all the time. Like, what's my next bucket list? Because it's so much more fun. It's a lot more fun to put those together and do them, yeah? Okay, guys, well, if you need any other help with any of your relationships, this is what I do. This is why I'm here. I can help you reconnect with your son, even with your daughter. A lot of people ask me if I help with fighting with daughters. Absolutely. Because honestly, it is the exact same thing as with your son. We're either doing something that connects us with them or disconnects us. We're either moving towards them or away from them. So whether it's son or daughter, I can help you. Of course, I'm more passionate about the boys because I love my boys and I have a special place in my heart. But I am a daughter and I had my fights with my mom. So that's also special to me. I can definitely relate to fighting in that relationship. And also I can definitely relate to ending that fighting and having a good relationship. So if you need any help, if you are ready to never, ever, ever worry about your son, never, ever worry about your relationship with him, if you are ready to stop feeling guilty over what you think you should have done differently in the past, if you want to remove the block and connect with your son and invite him to dinner or reach out or start a conversation or whatever, you can get there by simply asking for help. And I am here to offer you that help. I can help you by simply talking to you, and we can overcome all your objections in your head so that you can do exactly what you want to be doing, okay? So all you have to do is go to my website, which is www.coachingnatalia.com, and go to the sign up for a free session. Pick a time that works for you. If not, you can always email me at natalia@coachingnatalia.com, and we can set up a session for you, okay? So don't wait. You don't have to be stuck for a long time. Okay, guys, now go make that bucket list, and I want to hear what's on it, okay? Love you. Bye. And I'm on the roll.